Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
This week, we are still looking at our series, Pains and Gains. And this week, our family gained a new family member. My brother and my sister-in-law had a little wee boy called Robin. I think we've maybe got a picture. I knew the ladies would ask to see a picture. Look at that. Just newborn Robin. And ladies, you'll tell me that there was a great pain to be endured for this great gain to happen in life. So they tell me, but I'm sure every mother would agree it's worth the pain. Yeah, am I getting an agreement here? Is there any more? There was a bit of uncertainty there in that moment. It's worth the pain, am I right in saying that? But hey, what about our young people who are here today? Some of them are in third year and have been experiencing prelim exams. For some, the first sort of exams that you've had to done. Can anybody testify to the pain that you experienced these last few weeks? Not just in the exam hall, but having to discipline yourself to revise and study and stay focused. And as someone that's passed all that now, I can look back, yeah, praise the Lord, I can look back and say that actually that pain produces a great gain in life. And I would encourage our young people or wherever you're at in terms of your education to go through that pain. It's worth it in the long term. It so is. If I could go back and do it again, I probably would have worked that little bit harder, give a little bit more effort, and discipline myself because it has so much reward in your life. The truth is that some of our greatest gains come from our toughest pains. And it's so easy in life that we try to avoid pain. We do everything in our lives to try and make sure we have as easy of life as possible. And I would have loved to have came this morning and spoke a message called pain removal. Pain removal. But at church, in Apex Church, we preach real. And we preach real life. And the truth is, as we've seen this weekend, we don't pick our storms, as Pastor Neil said. Storms find us. And the truth of life is, I believe that God can take things out of our path and He can do all that. I believe that. But I think the Bible's quite clear that there are some things that we have to go through. So today I don't want to talk about pain removal because I pray for it, I believe for it, but there's that in-between moment in life until we see the breakthrough, until we see God move in our circumstances we would like Him to move, we need pain relief. Maybe there's people here today and you're going through something, you're experiencing a challenge, a storm, a situation that you would never have chosen to experience, but you find yourself in a place today and you need pain relief. In fact, that maybe getting to a point where you seem overwhelmed, you just can't take this anymore. It could be prolonged. It could be something that's not a new issue. It's something that just seems to be going on over and over and over again. But I come with hope and good news today. There is pain relief for every single believer here today. You see, pain is something that we can't avoid in our lives. The enemy would try to take you out with the pain, that you can't take it anymore. It's too much. It's too hard. But actually, I believe that God can take that pain to set you up for what He has in store for your life. And this morning, I want to look at some examples in the Bible of people who went through pain, suffered a great deal, but in the end of their life or latterly, they experienced great gain. Don't allow the enemy to take you out through pain this morning. Don't allow him to distract you or discourage you enough to get your spirit down that you feel so overwhelmed that you give up hope. There's pain relief today. So Daniel, what is the pain relief that we can experience today? I believe if you're a believer here, you've got a deposit of the Holy Spirit within you. And the Bible tells us that He helps us in our weaknesses. The Bible tells us that He doesn't run away when things get tough, but actually He's the only constant in our lives. He's the one who helps us through every challenge, through every difficulty. He's the one that can bring pain relief into our situations. So for those that are going through this morning, I want to give you encouragement today. There is pain relief for you in this moment. Come on, we all do it. There's been a massive flu epidemic going around at the moment. And some have had the man flu. Some have had other kinds of flu. And what we do, we go to the cupboard, we find a paracetamol, and we try to numb that pain. No, a paracetamol is not dealing with the root issue there. It's just numbing that pain until it gets out of your system. And I believe God sometimes takes things right out, but he doesn't numb your pain. He shares your pain. And he soothes you and is with you in that moment as he comforts you with his presence. So this morning I want to encourage you. There is pain relief. I believe for that removal, but I know in the meantime there is relief. What does Paul say in Romans chapter 8? He gives us great advice here, how we can manage the pain that we're going through. It's so important that we get a handle on our pain, because if you don't manage it, it'll begin to manage you. If you don't have a grip on what you're going through or what you're experiencing, then if you're not careful, it'll begin to control and manage you. But Paul says this in Romans chapter 8. We're going to read a few verses through this passage. Incredible passage which tells us about life in the Spirit, but also he also gives us this amazing perspective and context of life here and now, present sufferings, in the context of our future glory. This is what he says in verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings, our pain, are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Father, I thank you that you have never failed us once. I thank you that you've never forsaken us. I thank you in every valley you've been constant. In every mountaintop you've been with us as well. But Father, I pray today that you will give us a fresh revelation of your presence which is within us. Lord, I thank you that you've identified and adopted us into your family. But I thank you that your Holy Spirit does so much more. And Father, even as I speak today, as we listen to your word, Lord, I pray for a greater awareness of the presence of God, that you would increase in this place, that we would be so much made aware of your presence. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our present sufferings. Pain and suffering was never in God's original created order. When God created this world, there was no pain or suffering. Hey, we know the truth that Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and in that moment when sin entered the world, suffering and pain came with it. But Jesus also has promised us in Revelation, we look to a time where there will be a new heaven and a new earth. And my Bible promises me that there will be no more pain. Is there anybody looking forward to a time when there will be no more pain? No more pain or suffering. But in the meantime, he's given us his Holy Spirit to help us. It tells us that he is aware of our present sufferings, but in the context of our future glory, we have perspective. Suffering is therefore an alien intrusion into God's world. The Old Testament character Job is a great example of a life which included pain, but also great gain. Satan was allowed to bring certain trials and tragedies into his life. Job suffered loss in areas of money, in material possessions, in his family life, even in his own health, and eventually his friends forsook him. When we face unexplained circumstances and suffering, it can be easy to turn to blame God, but Job never blamed God. He even made that profound statement, should we only accept good from the Lord and not trouble? But all within his challenge, he never blamed God. He continued to trust him and to worship him. In the end, God restored Job's fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had previously. I wonder this morning, what is your pain? No, pain is obvious. Come on, maybe you've stubbed your toe on the corner of the bed, or maybe you've cut yourself unintentionally, and you become aware of that pain so close. Even if I've spoken this morning, things have came to your attention. You're like, oh, that's the pain in my life. I think it's important that we name our pain, that we actually have an understanding of why we feel like this. If you've a sense of being overwhelmed or if things are getting too much for you, then I would encourage you to take time to reflect or maybe speak to your partner or someone who you trust and try and get a handle on what is causing this in my life. Put a name on your pain. For some of the Old Testament people, it was, for Job, there were so many things, but for Sarah and Hannah, it was barrenness. For Joseph, it was betrayal. Hey, what is your pain? What is it that you're going through today? Now, I say that first so that we know where we start from. Because a man in the Bible was called Jabez, and his very name was pain. In fact, he was given that name by his mother who had experienced great pain. He didn't get a lovely name like Robin or whatever your name is. He got Jabez. But Jabez was intentional through his life that he did not allow his pain or his name to become his identity. And as we read in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, it says this, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory." Isn't that an incredible prayer for a start? I would encourage you to get up every morning and pray that prayer. Come on, I think that's okay. I think the Bible gives us permission to do that this morning. "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me." It'll be the hand of God that brings your blessing and extension to your territory. "And keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Although Jabez's life began in pain, it ended in gain. God answered his prayer. What is your prayer this morning? Have you been praying, "God, get me out of here"? Or have you been asking, "God, help me. God, help me." Even in the midst of what you're going through, the presence of God is within you. And the Bible tells us that it works mightily within you. That actually it's doing something. There's a deposit within you, at work within you. And we have this great blessing that in the midst of our challenges, he is with us. I believe for God to remove the pain, but until then, I've got pain relief to help me to get through. And for you today, maybe the breakthrough hasn't came yet, but there's pain relief. There's help for you. God's presence is within you. So we've got the name our pain, but we can't forget to know our gain. The verse tells us that it's glory that will be revealed in us. God's glory will be revealed in us. The gains far outweigh the pains. Through Jesus, God has all eternity to more than compensate for all our pain and suffering in this life. That's our future hope. Life is not the end. Even in this life, we may not experience the full removal of that pain, but I'll tell you something, we have got all of eternity where there will be no pain, no more doctor's appointments, no more tablets, no more heartache, no more disappointment, no more betrayal, no more lack. There will be no pain forevermore. I think that's worth getting excited about. And I need to take a break here because there's a sub-point. You've got to praise in your pain. Job never blamed God. With the boils on his skin, his family dead, everything that he owned taken from him, even his companions, his friends, turned on him, yet he never blamed God. In fact, as you read through Job, there are times where there are great questions and wondering what's going on, but he praises God. You know something? The enemy would hate for you to give thanks and praise whilst you go through this time of pain. That's exactly his aim this morning, is to get you discouraged, to get you downbeat, to get you just focusing on the blame and the causes and everything that's causing this pain, and forget that God is with you all the way through. In fact, there's something so powerful when you praise in a time of pain. Not only do you remind the enemy that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world, but actually you get a fuller perspective. It's so easy to get sucked into that focus of this is all that's going on right now. The world is going to end. It's a difficult time. But actually, in light of the future glory, our present sufferings need to be put in context. So I believe there is pain perspective. Paul says, I consider. He thought about what they were going through. He thought about his pain. For Paul, his pain was, in Corinthians we read this, that he had a thorn in his flesh. He asked God 3 times to remove it. God never took it away. But he knew that the presence of God was within him to help him through that circumstance. So it's important that we consider our pain in the context of eternity. You need to know the level of your pain. This week, as I was driving in the car, there was a clear road in front of me, but cars were coming towards me. And as I was making good progress, obeying the speed limit, doing all that I should be doing, out of nowhere came a projectile, a stone, came right towards my car. And it was seemed like time had slowed down. It was like slow motion. I could see it coming right towards me. But there wasn't enough time to do anything. And I just had to watch this stone chip my windscreen. And the first words that came out of my mouth, hey, I'm a pastor, not a kids worker. Come on. Hey. Can anybody guess what they were? No, it wasn't Jesus. Probably should have been. I'm not a senior pastor. I'm only a pastor. What I said, and I couldn't believe I said this. I went, oh, what a pain. What would you have said, Stuart? Blessed be the name of the Lord. With the actions and everything. He gives and takes away. That's Job as well. That's good. I said, what a pain. I'll tell you, it took me 2 or 3 minutes to have a minute with myself, think about what I'm speaking about today, and go, hey, wait a minute. That windscreen will fix. I'll get prepared. Oh, that pain is so insignificant. Now, there could be times in life where that's the straw that breaks the camel's back. Well, what next? But actually, in the context of eternity, that is such a small thing. An annoyance, something that could be done without. But actually, it's a really small thing. You need to know the level of your pain. Sometimes we allow things that actually, in the grand scheme of things, maybe it's not that big, but in that moment, it seems like it is. Hey, I want to encourage you to maybe reevaluate and know the level of your pain and think about, okay, how is this going to impact me for the rest of my life? Your eternal gain outweighs your present pain. A 1-year-old boy shattered his back falling down a flight of stairs. He spent his childhood and youth in and out of hospital. Gavin Reed, who was the former Bishop of Maidstone, interviewed him in church. The boy remarked, God is fair. Gavin asked, how old are you? 17, the boy replied. How many years have you spent in hospital? The boy answered, 13 years. Gavin asked, do you think that's fair? The boy replied, God has got all eternity to make it up to me. You see, sometimes we get so caught up in the here and now, and all we think about is the impact it's having on our todays. But there is a tomorrow. In fact, there is a glorious future for every one of us. Isn't that the blessed hope? That although we go through this world, trials, storms, difficulty, challenges, we've not been abandoned. We've not been abandoned. The deposit of the Holy Spirit is within every one of us. As believers, we have this incredible gift within us. You see, Paul goes on in verse 26 to say this, in the same way, Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. See, we can get perspective on our pain, but we've got pain relief. We've got assistance. The Bible tells us Spirit helps us. The help that you need is from the Holy Spirit who is within you. The Holy Spirit doesn't numb our pain. He shares our pain. He's not a pill that we can take out of the cupboard and add to our lives, and that's it for a temporary part of life, and then that's it, we feel it again. He is the Holy Spirit who is within us, sharing our pain and comforting us. C.S. Lewis says we can ignore even pleasure, but pain insists upon being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. To rouse a deaf world. Maybe you're here today and you're asking God, why have you done this to me? Why am I going through this? Why have I not seen the breakthrough yet? Maybe God's just trying to get the world's attention. You know, the Bible tells us that as we go through these present sufferings, his glory will be revealed within us. Think about it. As we go through this pain, people will see what we're going through. And how we go through this speaks so loud to the world around us. People relate to our weaknesses so much more than our strengths. People are impacted when they go, how did you get through that? Come on, I bet you've asked yourself that question sometimes. How did I get through that? It was the presence of the Holy Spirit within you that was helping you in your weaknesses, that understood even when you did not know what to pray, he knew exactly what to pray. He could even intercede on your behalf to the Father who knows his heart, and he knows the will of the Father. He knows exactly what he needs to say. He knows exactly what needs to happen. And even when you can't find the words, he's praying on your behalf. That's something we need to be thankful for this morning. That when I'm out of words, when I'm out of thought, emotion overwhelms me, he still knows what to say. He prays for me. The best pain relief that I could give you today is a greater awareness of the presence of God in your life. It's powerful when we come together and we worship, when we center our attention on God and we sing Christ alone, cornerstone. Through every high and stormy gale, we sing these things. It reminds us of that truth that we've never been forsaken, that his presence is within us. And it's not just there to say, you're one of mine. It's there because he helps us in our weaknesses. Holy Spirit sustains us. He's with us in our toughest moments. When we don't sense him or feel him, he's still there. He doesn't walk out. He doesn't say, this is too much, this is too hard. You've got yourself in too big of a mess. I'm out of here. I'm going to go and see someone else. There are billions of people in this world. Billions of people. And the Holy Spirit knows exactly what you are going through and knows exactly what to pray for your life. He is so aware of what's going on right now. He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't overlooked you. He's aware of you. So the Spirit helps us by praying for us when we don't know what to pray. We are limited. We have our lack, our limits. We can only do so much, but the Holy Spirit has no lack. He is able. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what to pray because he knows God's will. There will be times when we do not know what to pray, but I know that God is with me and he's praying for me. Pastor Neil mentioned earlier that we don't choose our storms, they choose us. And he said, we've got to be prepared for these storms. And in the franticness of a moment, in the franticness of things happening, we need to be ensured that we are ready. How do we get ready for the unexpected, for that stone that comes out of nowhere? How are we ready? We need to cultivate. We need to cultivate that awareness of the presence of God in our lives. So when there comes a time, we're not overwhelmed. We don't allow our emotions to run wild. We're so sure that God is with me in this moment. That he is with me, that he is for me, and he's actually praying for me right now, and he's going to help me get through it. Paul says these incredible words, and it's maybe on your fridge, it's maybe on your mantelpiece, it might be in a bookmark, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Now, there are times when I do not know what to pray, but I always know that God is working this situation for my good, for his glory. There are times when I don't understand this one, God, can't see why this is happening, not sure, I thought we got past this, but God is always working for my good and for his glory. Joseph endures the pain of betrayal. Joseph is falsely accused. Joseph asks someone to remember him, hoping that he'll be remembered, and he's forgotten about. But right at the end of his life, God restores everything in his life. In fact, there's this incredible scripture which says these words, "You intended to harm me. You intended to harm me." There are things in life that harm us. Sometimes they're the work of other people or the bad choices on our point, but pain will come to us. "You intended to harm me, but God, even in the pain, even in the harm, even in the situations that we'd rather not go through, but God intended it for good." Now, isn't that amazing? Isn't that totally contrary to our world and our society and everything that goes on in our world? That the karma that works, that you must have done something wrong before that's happened to you. Who sinned here? Was it his parents or was it his own sin? That's what this world will tell us. But God says, "I'm with you through everything. And nothing is wasted. I can take that pain and I can set it up for your future. Glory can be revealed within you. In fact, in terms of the whole of eternity, we'll understand it one day and you'll be free from it one day. But I'm working mightily within you." Joseph goes through all this pain, but God says, "Actually, I intended it for good, not just for you, but for the saving of many lives." You know, if Joseph had not gone through all that pain, all that betrayal, all that stuff, a famine swept across that area of the world, and a massacre would have occurred. But God worked through all these circumstances for the saving of many lives. I wonder if in our pain, if we were to get perspective today, maybe it's not just all about me. Maybe I'm going through this for someone else. Maybe I'm going to be able to help someone in the future. Maybe this is going to speak to my children in a way that I could never get through to them. Maybe I'm going through this just now because maybe there's a purpose. Maybe he didn't call you back for a reason. Maybe he walked out on you for a reason. Maybe you didn't get that pay rise for a reason. Maybe you didn't get that promotion that you went for that you thought was a sure thing. And you go through a few months and you look back and you go, "Wow, I am glad I never took that job. I would have never seen my kids. I'd have never been with my wife. I'd have missed out on this. I would have been far away from God. Thanks be to God that through the pain of that disappointment, actually, it's been for great gain." We need to get perspective on our pain. We're going to know our pain, but we've got assistance this morning. We've got assistance. I'm going to land in this scripture as the band come. Paul ends this incredible chapter with this bold declaration. What then? What then? Shall we say in response to these things, if God is for us, who can be against us? Oh, come on. That is triumphant this morning. If God is for us, who can be against us? I don't know what it is today that you're going through. I'm not aware of everybody's situation today. I don't know what challenge that you faced this week. But I'm certain of one thing, God's for you, he's not against you. And it's important that we remind ourselves of this, because sometimes when we go through the challenge, we think, God's against me. Why are you doing this to my God? But actually, he's for you. That actually, in every challenge, in every day, in every heartache, in every disappointment, he's still for you. I don't understand it. Doesn't make sense. Complete mystery. But I trust him. I trust him to remove that pain. And I believe for it. I pray for it. But in the meantime, I've got pain relief. I've got the assistance, the presence of the Holy Spirit within me. And I want to encourage people this morning to maybe let's do some pain perspective. Let's just do some reassessment and get things in place, because I don't want to miss out on the gain there is in this life, because I got stuck in this pain. And I didn't realize that God was helping me through this, in this, with me in it. That even through the challenge, even in that difficulty, he can still do great things. I've been amazed at times when we're going through things and the people that you meet, conversations that you have, circumstances that would never have happened otherwise if it hadn't been for that time. If Joseph hadn't been thrown in that pit, he had never ended up in that palace. He wouldn't have had the key to feed thousands of people in a time of famine. He had to go through that pain. God never stopped and said, "Nay, that traitor is not taking you away. You're staying here with your father." He allowed it to happen. Sometimes God allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves. Mystery to me, but I still trust him. So you're here today and you're going through something. Hey, for some it might be a small thing. For others, it's a traumatic big deal. Holy Spirit's aware of your pain today. He knows what you're going through, and he's with you. And the good news this morning is that the Holy Spirit does not just arrive when we sing a few songs and we stir him up. Yes, we become more aware of him. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, wherever you are, the Holy Spirit resides within you. And my prayer this morning is, Lord, make me aware, more aware of your presence. Come, I'm looking for moments in my life where I can say, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And it is awesome. So I want to come and pray and believe for you today. First of all, I'm praying for pain removal. I'm believing for God to bring divine intervention and change circumstances. I believe he's the God of turnaround. But until then, I'm going to pray for that pain relief, a greater awareness of the presence of the Holy Spirit, comforts us in all our troubles, who helps us in our weaknesses. Come on, church, let's stand together. Come on, an attitude of prayer. Eyes closed, turning our attention to our Father in heaven. Father, I pray for a greater awareness of your presence right now. Lord, as we turn our eyes to you, oh, Father, I thank you that you are our very present help in times of trouble. That you are the constant through every single storm. You're with us. Oh, you're the rock that we've anchored in. You are the everlasting arms that are underneath us. You're all that we will ever need. You're that strong tower. You're our place of safety. And Father, I pray today, Lord, for every single person here today, whatever it is they find themselves going through, Lord, for long-term sickness today, for times of lack, for times, Lord, of conflict, Lord, for times that of pressure that's overwhelming, Lord, for moments of exhaustion, or for relentlessness, Lord, are people believing and starting faith and still believing for that pain removal. Lord, I pray today, I pray, Lord, that by your Spirit, you'll strengthen. But Lord, we believe, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will bring turnaround. I pray, Lord, that you will bring breakthrough today. But Father, I pray for a greater awareness of the presence of God right now. Every head is still bowed and eye closed. You're here today and you're not a believer. You're going through something and you recognize the pain in your life and you've tried everything to sort of soothe that. You've tried everything. Thought it would be a relationship. Thought it would be some positive thinking. Thought it would be some more money. Thought it would be a new job. You've looked at everything looking for that satisfaction that only comes by knowing Jesus. You're here today and you say, Daniel, I need awareness of the presence of the Holy Spirit. I need some of that assistance in my life. Well, it begins with a relationship with Jesus. He's here today and he wants to connect with you. So you're here and you say, Daniel, that's me. I know I've been on this journey for a while. I've been putting it off, or maybe this is your first time here. You say, I want to know Jesus. I want to connect with Jesus. I want to give you an opportunity this morning as we're all here this afternoon. That's you. Why don't you just raise your hand so that I can see it, and we'll all lead ourselves in a prayer together this morning. You're here and you say, I want to connect with Jesus. I want to have a relationship with Jesus. I want to know that what you've spoke about today, that when I go through pain, there's someone with me all of my life. If that's you, just raise your hand right now and I'll see it. I'm looking around our floor one more time in our balcony. You're here and you say, I need Jesus. So Father, I pray for everyone who is here today. Lord, there might be some that have yet to make their peace or make that decision. Lord, I pray that they will always know that they can turn to you. They can call upon your name. That you are our Savior. You are our healer. You are our Redeemer. So, Father, I thank you for the promise of your Holy Spirit within us. Make us more aware of it today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.